SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions begins now. I am Gabe Morenzi. We're throwing it down live at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. The National Football League draft continues, as does the Rage Illusion. We're kicking it with a Rage Redhead. Cam Stewart, how you doing, Cam?
I'm doing good, Morenzi. Hey, man, we're having a good time here. We see some friends. Our boy, hey, Brandon in St. Louis, baby! Representing Missouri, the show me state. Show me, baby.
Hey, it's great to see the old school, real, you know, old fans, yeah, old friends, and man, he's taller than I remember.
And more, and fitter than I remember. This guy crushes people. Yeah, he can crush my skull.
Brandon from St. Louis might be our most fit fan.
I agree.
Our fans are not very fit.
Oh, God.
Neither am I.
Oh, yeah, look at me. I got diabetes. I can't even move. No, this guy, he's in top shape. Fantastic, Brandon. Looking great.
Hey, come over here, Brandon.
Yeah, come on, Brandon. You came all the way from Kansas City.
We got to get him in. We'll show you a shot.
Yeah.
So,
show him the gun show. Joe Lisi style.
Get in the middle. Get in the middle.
Yeah, get
Brandon,
in the middle.
Hey,
love you,
buddy. This guy's been watching and listening to us for 15, 20 years, man. This guy's old school.
Yeah.
Hey, great to see you, bro.
Likewise, man.
Hey, thanks for coming down.
Saturday afternoon. You know where the party is, Brandon?
We got our boy Matt, also now from St. Louis.
Matt.
Michigan Matt.
Great
lives,
guy.
Lives in St. Louis.
Matt's amazing.
Hey, great time, Cam. It really does have that old school Vegas road trip feel. We got people from all over North America coming, and I was out way too late last night.
You know what? I had it to you, Morenzi. You know me. They call me like
you shut up.
I'm a guy who goes almost every day, 24/7, 365. But I watched your performance last night. The perspiration level, the dedication, winning at roulette, fantastic. And the fact that you're here hosting a show just shows you're in the big leagues. This isn't minor league partying.
Hey, listen, I won $200 playing roulette, not blackjack.
Nice.
I couldn't think, Cam. I couldn't,
blackjack. If you can't count or see, you got to just hope it's black or red.
That's what I went to. I was like, you know what? Red, black, huh?
Yeah.
What? Red.
What? 13?
Red.
Yeah, 13? Red. What? Yeah, yeah.
No, you know what's funny, though? I had a really good time, and it was really cool kids and stuff. I went over to New York, across the street.
You know what?
Yeah, it was great fun.
That's a great spot.
That was fun. Like, yeah, that's a
nice
fun spot.
I agree.
And, it was only $100.
Yep.
Like, it was almost like I bet $100,000. People are like, oh, bro, this guy's put $100 on one red or black.
They think you're
ahead of
big roller.
Yeah, 20-year-old kids type hang around, and they're like, wow, and then I won. They're like, that was so cool, bro, how you just walked away. I picked up the chip, and I said, I'll be back in a few minutes. I'll do it again.
Amazing.
I did it again. That quick 200. Get some of that Raptor money back here.
Oh, God. We have a long way to go.
I got to win another 10. I need to another win $200 to get the money back.
I started playing ponies after. I'm like, wow, I'm up a couple. Long way to go. Same with you, buddy. I got to keep grinding. What a disaster that was.
You know what? I'm glad that we were here, though, the Raptors and all this.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'd be more depressed about it.
I agree.
It was sort of like, okay, I'm in Vegas, it's over, and I just sort of moved off.
Yeah, like we're in a different spot. You know what I mean? We could do other things. You're right. If I was at home, I'd be miserable. So, anyway.
All right, listen, we got to get the shot up. I want to send a shot in here to the studio. I don't know if Sussman have seen this. Got our boy Greg Sussman here. Good to see Greg. Odell Beckham's closet.
Have you seen this picture?
Is a Foot Locker. His closet is a shoe store.
It's a store.
No. We're not kidding.
No.
We've got to get this picture. I showed Cam. He goes, what's that? I said, that's
I
Odell.
Thought it was a...
Look at it.
Yeah.
That's his closet.
It's a warehouse. You got to be kidding me.
Hey, shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabe Morenzi. We're kicking it live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. With the hottest women in the world.
Hey.
In the sportsbooks, we're kicking it. It's the NFL draft. You can feel a little bit of a vibe here Friday, Cam. Man.
Yeah,
Friday Vegas, you can tell the people are ready to go.
Yeah, perspiration, sweat, great vibe, man. This is it. This is what we dream about.
All right, so Adam Kaplan's going to join us.
Oh.
Probably against his will.
Right, I would think so, too. Did somebody die? You got to go on with Gibby and Cam. Oh, sure.
Is it just me? Is it just me, or does it seem like every show here has like 10 people on the desk?
Yeah,
and I come and everyone leaves.
I kind of feel like the numbers diminish when we get up here.
So either me and Cam are so good.
Or
that we don't need any help, or everybody hates us and just leaves. It's one or the
I'm thinking
other.
It's number two.
think it's a little bit of both.
I hope.
I think it's a little bit of both.
I hope so.
Okay, so yesterday, Cab, 24 hours ago, we were sitting here, and, man, bro, I said Garrett Wilson, New York Jets, 10.
Yeah.
I said Kenny Pickett. So don't be surprised. Kenny Pickett ends up with the Pittsburgh Steelers at 20, guys. Kenny Pickett, Pittsburgh Steelers at 20.
Great picks. I got one for you, too. Desmond Ridder to the Seattle Seahawks. How do you like that? Do you feel it? Can you feel it?
You ready to rock?
I am.
You ready to rock?
Oh, man, that'd be great. Wouldn't it be nice?
I don't know. The Seattle Seahawks, Cam, or like, they're almost like, to be honest, I don't know how you guys got as successful as you did. It's almost like if you look back, it was kind of a miracle.
It was luck at the end of grass. Doug Baldwin, Richard Sherman, all those guys that we picked up. Obviously, the Legion of Boom.
I hate to say it, but let me ask you this. Like, it's true.
That's what I know.
I don't think the Seattle Seahawks will ever win again.
We're 7 minutes into the show. This is where we're going after the Raptors loss. I don't think the Seahawks will win
NFL
again.
Draft coverage. I don't think Seattle will ever win a Super Bowl ever again.
No, it doesn't look very good.
I don't know.
Yeah,
the Seattle Kraken. You have an expansion team. They let you be good, and you're not. You didn't want to be. The Seattle Mariners. You have the longest streak out of any team in professional sports in any league of not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Seattle Seahawks. Don't seem like you want to win.
Hey, you we got one more Super Bowl than the Bills.
Game time decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenz. We're kicking it live in Las Vegas, Nevada at the MGM Grand. Night two of the National Football League draft set to begin. We've got the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, NHL hockey, and Cam, Rick Jeanneret, last game tonight.
Final,
he's retiring.
Final home game for Rick Jeanneret. Oh!
In overtime!
Dave Snuggerud! Oh, the Sabres do it again! Oh, in overtime.
They're going to win.
They damn right they're going to win. You wish you were in a Blackhawks uniform tonight. Buffalo Sabres money line for one for Rick. Do it for Rick.
All right. Somebody,
I love Rick.
Somebody's got to run over to the window.
Yeah, actually, I need somebody to put a bet in for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Another Rick coming up on the show.
Yeah, Rick Horro. Not Rick Jeanneret.
It's not Rick's final game. Never. Rick Jeanneret.
Man.
Can you believe that? What a career.
Oh, I know, Cam. I swear to God, I had a big stack of cash in my pocket last night.
I thought what do you got here? Hold on, let's count it. I thought you won at roulette.
Yeah, I did.
124. Oh, geez, I thought there was going to be a few more hundreds.
Yeah, it's pretty light.
50. Oh, yeah, there's a 20 back here. There we go. Let's put
this
that in the good pile.
This is a new school Marenzi.
So you got to do?
I'm like, that's bad.
Remember I told you about drinking shoes? You need a drinking pouch with a lock on it. So if anybody tries, you can't get in.
What do I got here? 120, 140, 160.
Yes.
170. I got $180 here.
Yeah, well, I hope that. But you said you won more at the casino, right?
No, I won 200, so it makes sense. Yeah,
and you probably spent 20 on...
I lost all my money on the Raptor game. So, you know what I mean?
God, like, those damn Raptors. You should do like a GoFundMe to get your money back.
Oh, yeah, send me money, please.
You do invest well with those guys, though.
No. We had a great time last night. Great time at MGM. So, we're doing shows, and you got to rein it in. Tomorrow's the big party, but we have a lot of people from all over. We're coming out, we're hanging out and stuff. So I ended up going across the street.
Yeah.
Ended up going out first time last night. We're here.
Yep.
Went out, crossed the bridge, over to New York.
I've had a really good...
I used to live here, Cam, and New York for me was a little too young. So it's a younger party crowd.
It is.
But I had a great time there last night, I got to tell you.
I'm going to tell you something, Ratsy. You were there.
It's a fun place, New York.
We're going to get in picks later, but I'll tell you
this. They got the music. Boom,
it's awesome.
Boom, boom.
I told you.
It's like a nightclub casino.
Two biggest scores ever. You were there with me at the Sahara before they blew it up in the Super Bowl where I went bonkers and won like 11 grand. That was great. And the other one's New York, New York. I'll tell you, New York, New York is a space. You win a lot there. Like even Lisa, when we went there, we won there. There's something about New York. You know, like anyway, I got good vibes there too.
No, let's go over there tomorrow. Let's go over.
I agree. I know. That place. I've had some great memories.
Right over New York, New York.
Couldn't agree more.
Had a great time in New York. And thank you, MGM property.
Exactly.
Great property over there. Had a great time. And shout out to my crew from San Jose and Oaktown and stuff. Hanging with Niner fans last night.
A lot of Niner, Vinny. Niner fan. They can get pretty aggressive.
Too. Big Giant fans. I'm a Dodger guy, but we get along.
Yeah.
Sort of like kind of the same, right? You're sort of like jackasses from different
parts.
Yeah,
you're right. Like two hard-headed idiots. Like, so you guys, I get you. You got me. It's true.
I'll tell you what, though. Anytime baseball started coming up, we're like, let's just move on. Let's not go back.
Yeah.
All right, so NFL draft. So what are we doing tonight? I'm dead serious. Buffalo Sabres, Rick Jeanneret. You got to win for this guy.
I've already put the bet in.
He is as popular and as part of the team as any player has been over the years.
It's funny. They had a tribute to him this year, Morenci, and it was honestly, they didn't stop. It was like Buffalo did it the way Montreal does it, and nobody does it that way. He is such a legend there. You're right. Like, other than, like, the players, Gilbert Perreault, Rene Robert, there's nobody bigger. Rick Jeanneret is one of the best hockey broadcasters in history. It's not even debatable. Entertainment, he gives it his all. And I'll tell you something, this team will run through a wall tonight. Chicago on the road, final game. Give me the Buffalo Sabres. Puck line. I'll take puck line. I'll do everything.
Get a little nervous. I look behind you.
Hey! 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 Hire goons! Hire the goons! Glasses, Macho Man, bite into a Slim Jim. What? This guy's glasses are amazing. Wrestling style.
That's what we're doing.
You tell him, Hitman. You tell him, Hitman. Oh, yeah. Boston. Boston like to kill.
Boston in the house.
Killers from Boston. Uh-oh.
Boston.
Oh, no.
Boston. You guys are hardcore, man. Love it. It's all good.
Oh, yeah.
Damn right, hey.
You guys from Boston are a bunch of piss tank animals. We love you.
Hey.
Yeah, Boston.
Hey, nobody gets the book going like Game Time Decisions. We're ready to rock. And you know what? We need Koski. You're the one, the anointed one.
Do it. Put it on the Sabres. Just do it.
Buffalo Sabres.
Money line.
Go to the window. Get the ticket. Let's go.
Koski, can you take some money from me, too? I got horse tickets. I need to check. Anyway, we'll talk later.
$100. Buffalo Sabres to beat the Chicago Blackhawks.
Rick, can I borrow $200 and pay you back? I don't have anything on me but horse tickets. Rick? I played Gulfstream hard today.
Can't need some money. Hey, Horro, you got $200.
I know you got money, Rick.
He's
come on.
He's got no money.
Yeah, Rick's loaded. Come on.
Rick's the type of guy that's all, I swear, he's going to have alligator arms in the record.
Yeah, he does.
Alligators. He's got money, but, left the wallet in the room, guys.
Guy's telling
left
me.
Left the wallet in the room.
Yeah, exactly. I'm hanging out with Joe Namath and Gary Player. Sorry, I can't get there. Rick. I actually love Rick.
Rick Horro.
Yeah.
And a couple months. So we got Koski going over. Cam, bet MGM right now, -140, Buffalo Sabres.
Great price. Here's the thing. I think Buffalo, even not on Rick Jeanneret's night, I think they'd get it done. So I think 40 cents is a reasonable price for a team that has played great. The only thing that can go wrong for us, Morenci, is they're on a back-to-back, but they played horribly against Boston. Looking forward to this game for Rick.
Time, man. Those guys from Boston really slapped my hand, Cam.
I told you, people from Boston are killers. Why do you think they beat the Leafs every year? They're just tougher and meaner. They're just tougher and meaner.
I don't know if you noticed, but people are a lot crazier here today than
it's getting. You're right. It's almost like alcohol feud. It's like meth dragons or something. I don't know where these guys are coming from.
I know. You guys know.
Right?
Crazy,
you know those things that climb up in your toilet? Like, these people are angrier today.
They're coming
meth snakes.
I swear to God, the guy's from Boston. They broke my hand. Slap.
See that guy's wrestling glasses? He had the Bret Hart glasses? Those were amazing.
Those guys,
oh, those guys were too good.
Those
blue blockers.
Those guys are partying hard, man.
Yeah.
These guys. Yeah. Hey, you got to love Las Vegas. People come here, you let it go. You let it rip, Cam. You come to Vegas, you let it rip, baby.
Yeah, you do. I think that's why my life expenses has gone down. Me and you have been here so many times. We're going to barely come back alive.
Tonight's the dinner night.
Yeah, I agree.
Tonight's the dinner night.
We have to tone it down. We're doing a show at 9 a.m. We can't be like sweating all over this set and freaking out with the lights. I got to be honest with you. Like, I'm just sweating. This suit is so hot right now.
So Cam lost my keys and your keys.
I found your key.
So what happened?
I lost your key, but you know what happened?
So Cam somehow got me locked out the other night. He had my key. And then he comes back last night. He goes, I can't get in my room. I'm locked out.
You know what happened?
I can't find my keys.
I figure out what I did. I went into my pockets with all those horse slips, and then I think they fell because we got into the drinks. But I did say this. I found your other key in my bathroom, and I marked it with a knife. So now I know which one's yours and which one's mine. Like, yours has a scratch in it, so we could differentiate between the keys. I was thinking. I didn't have a marker.
Yeah, it was a wild night last night.
You're telling me, man. Like, we're getting too old for this stuff. Like, God, we're teenagers.
I really did live like I was like 24 last night.
Big time, big time.
I'm hanging out with like 25-year-olds and stuff, man.
It gets hard,
man. And they even told me, they're like, damn, bro, you're hardcore, bro.
Yeah.
Old
school.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, just keep on going, man.
Boom,
no quit.
Boom. All right, so we're getting to the draft on the other side. Kofsky, you got the ticket?
Excellent work, Kofsky.
Great job. Let's see.
Sabres?
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. $100.
$100.
Go.
Buffalo Sabres.
Buffalo.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Game Time Decisions live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. Kicking it with the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart, NFL Draft. There's a crazy vibe in the air today. Yesterday was lit.
Yeah.
You can tell people are ready to party here, Cam.
Big time.
Like, everybody's on. Like, you can feel it in the air. Rick Hora in the house.
Yeah, right? Rick.
Rick, Cam, he's been partying hard. Pool parties.
Pool party. I haven't seen the pool. Unbelievable.
The money.
From the 5 years ago, we ain't going to Vegas. It's too gambling oriented. It's not our kind of people. You know, don't do stadiums here. NBA, maybe NHL makes a commitment. Now, everybody's talking about having a draft here every single year. There is some serious discussion about having the draft here on a regular basis.
So you're telling me that it was almost it. Really, this should be like the...
The home court. Yeah, the headquarters.
Well, somewhere like, you look at the NBA Summer League, right?
No.
The NBA home Summer court. League. I said the same thing, and I sort of said it sarcastically, but not really. Like last year, L.A., last year, the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. To me, Cam, everything should either be in Nevada or L.A.
Or maybe New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Good call.
But
talk to me about – you look at Las Vegas. Good point, though, Rick. I was going to say. I used to live in Las Vegas, and UNLV running Rebels, that was the thing.
Right.
And that was the thing. But this city is on a serious note. It was Steve Wynn that years ago said everybody's got slot machines. Everybody's got a casino. He goes, everybody's got a sports book. He goes, why are you going to come to my place? Because I have a nicer chair. I have a nicer this.
Right.
And I have entertainment. But, Rick, this city has done a great job transforming from it. This city is not a gaming city anymore.
No.
This city does not live off of gaming. Okay, before, Vegas, gambling.
Yeah. Right.
No, gambling is like 7% of it. They're a sports city. They're a travel destination. They're a concert. This is the entertainment
capital
of America.
So here's
by far, point blank.
Here's what we did the last couple of days. We did some of our normal interviews for the On the Record show. The three guys. We did the head of the Clark County Commission and the Convention Bureau, the top politician. And we said that, you know, years ago it was gaming, and you were subject to all the rules.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to do it. Now they saw a study about sports tourism. They say 16% of the people who come into Vegas come in internationally because of sporting events, it's going to be about 35%. Then the average stay for people, it's boring, but it's important.
Yep.
The average stay for people in Vegas to come to an event or to come to Vegas generally.
4 days.
About 3.8 days. Good call.
Yeah.
If you have a sporting event, it's 5.2 days.
Interesting.
So already that adds value.
Wow,
and,
so they,
that's huge.
You
exponentially,
yeah.
Rick?
Yeah. That's fascinating,
it's like
Rick.
30% higher.
Because that's, sports, that's 1.2 more days that you were on spending money.
That's huge.
Right. And the other piece was everybody was nervous in the business about the casinos wanting to kill baseball, basketball, football, hockey. Gary Bettman a little nervous before the first conversations. Are the casinos going to help or not help? Well, they've obviously helped.
They've helped.
They understand that the net value is going to go up about the city, about tourism, and this is what we got
what
here.
What do you think of Circa now with the NHL? They're the first one, sportsbook, sponsor.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's a good thing for them, but everybody.
And you know what's crazy, Rick? And Cam, you remember? Listen, it was a cheesy name, but people liked it. The Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Las Vegas Aces.
It's a wicked name.
Right? It was brought up like before the Golden Knights.
Yes,
so it was like,
that,
all right,
that was
well,
our thing.
What are we going to call a team? And Gary was like, nothing associated with gambling. You can't have any name. Like he told them, point blank.
So the WNBA team's called the Aces.
That's exactly right.
How's that work out for you?
Because it was a good name.
It was a good
name. The Las Vegas Aces, right?
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, Rick, it's funny that he's like, no, you can't even call your team the Aces. But now we're going to put a sports book on a jersey.
And totally different. And how about Connor McDavid? How about a sports book relationship with a real live player? If you had that years ago, it would be, no, that's where you're going to jail or you're suspended.
Oh, Wayne Gretzky does that now.
Gabe, Austin Matthews is doing it, too. He's on a couple now.
Well, so let me ask you, though, guys, and seriously, we're betting people. Isn't that strange to have a current active player promoting a sports book?
Yeah, but
considering Pete Rose is banned, you know what I mean, Rick. And we're going to go into this
it's
whole thing.
It's all about transparency.
There's no more conflict of interest anymore, right? Nobody even cares
but
anymore, unless it's convenient for them.
No, but the difference is that these guys say it in advance. Everybody understands it in advance. You got rules. You can't bet on the games that he participates in or doesn't.
Tell Calvin Ridley, right?
Calvin Ridley.
Could I bet a name? I looked at his bets too. Just let him bet.
And he bet on the Falcons.
I know he did.
So he's injured.
Yeah.
He bets on his own team.
I know.
And plays a couple other games in a parlay.
Parlay.
I think we overreact.
I do
but
too.
Here's why we overreact. Here's why we overreact, because it's better to answer the question you just asked about players, because they know if they do the little bit over the line, they're going to get hammered.
That's right.
And so I would rather do it that way than have this, you know, mythical world
we live
in where there's no gambling.
Oh, the risk reward for any player is like, it's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you're, you know, Pete Rose. Pete Rose is another story. So everyone you talk to, Rick, I saw Roger Goodell last night was very, he was blown away by the people here.
Right.
Now, this is one of the largest gatherings in American history, actually.
Yeah.
Like, if you're talking about Woodstock, the Us Festival.
Good call.
Big concerts camp.
Yeah.
Us Festival had 300,000 people.
Yeah.
Woodstock, you know, 400,000.
Here's what they're doing.
Like, there's literally over 500,000 people.
More. About 225,000 people a day, and the police department has allowed these permits cumulatively. When you add it up, it's about 980,000. So nearly a million people.
There's a million people in this.
When you think about the excitement here, let's face it, the draft for the players, I mean, it's a great, every draft's a great draft, NFL, every draft's a great draft, but the players pick, this is not the most exciting draft in the history of the world. Not the great quarterbacks, nobody's trading down.
Still huge.
It's irrelevant. Still huge. And the interviews that I did today, you guys would appreciate this, you north of the border guys. George McPhee, who brought the, basically with Foley, the Golden Knights here.
Former Washington Capitals.
Capitals guy. We were talking about that a lot. He said, no, I love baseball coming. Love it. Tide lifting all boats. Everybody getting excited
about it. So do you think, is it pretty much done that the Oakland A's are going to move across the street? Where are they going to build a stadium? Because they said, they're not knocking the Tropicana down.
No.
So it's lot.
It's right on the set. It's first base. They're second base. We're right here. No, they're not going to.
Is it going to be right here. Where the liquor warehouse is, Gabe?
Think of Ricky Henderson sliding into your bald head. That would be the answer.
Like Ricky Henderson, I am the greatest, Rick.
Wow. I am the greatest!
Yeah, and you say so.
I am the greatest.
It's like, okay, Ricky.
Here's the story. 35.
Hey, Ricky and John Olrude, that's the best story ever.
He
goes, hey, man. I used to play with a guy that wore a batting helmet. He goes, yeah, me. We won a World Series together.
That is a great story. By the way, getting to the point, 35,000 seats, retractable roof, $1 billion. somewhere near here. The real issue.
No, let me ask you. The real issue is when the hell are the Rays moving to Montreal? Because that's come on.
It's done. No, it's not. It's not going to happen. They were splitting the season with.
Yeah, I know. But that was supposed to happen, and they suddenly.
So you don't think they're ever going to go there, Rick?
I think.
But they're never going to build a stadium in St. Petersburg.
There's such a compelling story now to try to get a stadium done in St. Pete and Tampa. Ask me about 6 months. They've got 6 months to either do it or leave. And if they leave, Montreal, Nashville, Monterey, Mexico, dark horse.
Wow.
In Vegas. Montreal, Rick.
Well, because you guys had such a great, brilliant track record of keeping the prior team.
They had over 3
Expos,
million fans a game.
No, believe me, I understand. I'm not going to you guys were everybody's farm system. You cultivated all those kids so they can go elsewhere.
Cut his mic.
You're going to hit the hole now. Cut Rick's mic.
Oh, my God. If you're going to cut everybody's mic who disagrees with you, there's going to be nobody left to talk to you, man.
Just me to bet on the Sabres, right?
No, but I've seen – so we're talking about – we've seen the growth. And even the NFL draft is itself
– yeah.
Next to the Super Bowl, it's the biggest event. Like, honestly, this is almost – and I brought it up. There are more people that come to a draft than a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Because the Super Bowl, you're only really going to get the fans of the teams.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Right?
Incredibly good point.
There's fans of every team.
Yep.
It's like a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
It's a good way to put it. It's like a football gathering.
Know what it is, Morenci?
No, but it's nice.
Yeah.
It's like mid-season. All these football fans, it's like a convention. Hey, there's Chief fan. There's Eagle fan.
They do it. Right? What it is, Rick? This is exactly like the Grey Cup, but on steroids times a million.
That's right.
Because when everyone goes, they wear their jersey of their team. They don't care who's playing in the final game.
Exactly.
32.
That's the way they roll.
And there's no problems, Rick. Everyone, I haven't seen any smack talk.
Everybody's been cool.
Everyone's taking pictures, even like rivals, or taking pictures together and stuff.
By the way, merchandise here off the charts. And the reason it is because you're buying 32 different kinds of merchandise.
Bengal fans over here.
Yeah, Bengal.
We got Detroit Red Wings.
Detroit Red Wings. There we go. Hey, Red Wing time.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. Nice team, nice city, wrong sport.
Rick.
Okay. That's all right.
Insulting the fans.
Yeah.
That's Rick's style.
I'm insulting the fans. Hey, so there's a very serious thought about not keeping it here, but having a regular rotation
here. It makes sense.
This. Because the average franchise value with the NBA, NFL now is about $3.5 billion. It's a lot of money. Up about 14% last year, more than the last 5 years. The reason why, every TV, every market, but they got three assets they can move around. Pro Bowl, not so much a little bit. Super Bowl, and now this becomes a major asset to move around. The biggest mistake the Radio City Music Hall ever made was years ago. They said, you want out of the lease, we can get you out of the lease. Then they go to Philadelphia for the draft, go to Cleveland for the draft, they go to
crazy. Yeah, they so it was by. That's what's crazy, Rich.
And now Kansas City next year. And just let me, the one thing, 2024, draft in Detroit. Some say silly. Why? Bill Ford, Ford Motor, owns the Lions. Really important for them to bring the draft in. And they're opening the kind of automotive museum, World Automotive Center of Ford Motors. When? March 2024, right before the draft.
Well, it's great. And listen,
kinda cool.
Michigan's open for business.
It is.
They have sports betting.
Yeah, they do.
Michigan rocks.
Legalized marijuana.
Right.
Yeah, everything. Like, Michigan says, come on down.
To me, it's too close to Canada. But
I know.
That,
well,
I'm pretty close, Rick. I'll see you there.
Yeah, no, you're close to everything. Everything that would allow somebody else to pay.
See you there.
That's exactly
with
right.
Don Rickles.
I know.
I got to be on the offensive with you guys. Pharrell has taught me very well. Stay way up. So, great segment, wonderful time. Come back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Game Time Decisions live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. Things are picking up here. Well, picking up. There's already 980,000 people walking around.
Yeah.
There's literally a million people. Like, and it's the whole thing. You have the NFL draft. There's like a big broadcaster convention.
Yep.
And, of course, Lady Gaga.
That's right. The lady
Gaga
on the plane. Yes.
Yeah, lady.
Yeah, lady on the plane beside me.
Here
and her
Megan
daughter going to see Megan.
Megan Payne. Hey. What's up, Megan?
There's my Lady Gaga.
What's up?
Hey, good to see you, Megan.
Great
we haven't
to
seen
see
each
you
other
guys.
Since the Super Bowl.
I know.
I looked up. I'm like, I sort of saw him, you know, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And then, boom, it's Megan Payne. What's up, Megan? Good to see you. How's Vegas treating you so far?
It's Vegas. It's crazy. It's fun. And there's, I don't think, like, the shows, like, do it justice for how many fans are here. But I'm telling you, you look at where the draft locations are. I mean, Cleveland. Do you really want to go to the draft in Cleveland? Nothing against Cleveland, but when you hear the NFL draft
next
is
year, it's in
Vegas,
Kansas City.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, LTN.
It's not Vegas.
Sorry, Kansas City. Kansas City. Boo.
Oh, boy, I know.
Nothing beats
Vegas.
Point
of this, hey, you're there, and yeah, you're here.
You're here.
You're there.
I guess we're going to Kansas City next year.
Are we?
Oh,
I don't know. You better hope they fix some things up in the state.
Get the party vibe.
Kansas City, Missouri, you better change some of your laws or Morenci's not going to the draft.
Hey, Missouri, yeah, legalize it.
Missouri, legalize it.
Vegas has set the bar high, is all I'm saying.
Yes, they have. It's too high.
People on the radio show. I said, from now on, every Super Bowl and draft should either be at SoFi in Los Angeles or in Nevada in Las Vegas.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, this is the spot to be.
Know what the worst is, Gabe? I got excited about when when Arrow said Michigan. I got excited about Michigan. I want to go to Michigan.
Right. Oh, we're going to Michigan.
That's my spot.
No, 2 years. We're going to Michigan.
You're damn right we are.
Michigan's going to be off the hook.
I love Michigan.
It's about time.
Yes.
I want to go to Michigan. I've never been.
It's awesome.
I haven't done a show
good
in Michigan.
Casinos?
I haven't done a show in Michigan since Seahawks Steelers Super Bowl.
You again. 7 minutes into the show, the Seahawks are never going to win a Super Bowl. You bring up like the worst night of my life. It's true. It's true. I can't blame you, but God, man, the Seahawks attack early.
Well, Seahawks are going to be on the clock.
Damn right they are.
So speaking of Megan, what'd you think of round one of the National Football League draft? A lot of good players are still available right now.
A lot of good players. I mean, and we've talked about this before, but that first 10, I think, kind of expected, kind of what we thought. But then once we got to the 11th pick, I mean, it all broke loose. It was crazy. I mean, we saw trades, obviously, A.J. Brown, the main storyline.
For me,
the
first surprise was Drake London.
Drake London. I mean,
I was
surprised, the Falcons.
Because I didn't think he was the best wide. Well, I don't know, but he wasn't projected to be the number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
And then why Megan and Cam? Like, do the Falcons even have a general manager, or they just say, we'll take the wide receiver?
Terry Fontana, like, he's amazing.
Point,
I love him.
At what point do you say, all right, we can't just take a wide receiver every year?
Yeah, I just kind of disagreed with the move.
I think that it was surprising. And you know what? The Jets were actually, I thought, looking to get Drake London. And so when I was out there amongst the fans yesterday, when the Jets selected Garrett Wilson, I felt like there were some mixed reactions
I called
there.
It.
There were.
I called it on the
Did
show
you call it?
Before here. I said Garrett Wilson to the Jets.
Garrett Wilson.
10.
Yeah. But I think that they had their eye on Drake London, probably assuming Wilson maybe would have been gone before that. So I was surprised that the Falcons went that way with the receiver. To me, you know, there's a lot of guys that probably have a little bit of an edge. Maybe they know something we don't.
Yeah, but it's such a deep wide receiver class.
It is, And there's still a lot left, by the way.
And there's not, to me, it's too high to take a wide receiver.
I agree.
100%. They could have waited.
Simple.
They could have waited.
No need.
Great. I mean,
like, especially,
absolutely.
Unless you're already a really good team, you're like, all right, yeah, we'll get this
guy.
No,
it is, Megan.
But if you're trying to rebuild something, you don't rebuild with a wide receiver.
On the lines.
Atlanta
has so many flaws, you do it on the lines. Get a solid foundation, then we can work on the receivers.
Did you think the Falcons were maybe going to go quarterback early on?
I thought they might have, too.
Malik Willis still on the board.
Willis.
He's from there, too. So I thought,
this is interesting. Seattle picks 40-41 Colts, and Falcons are there. There's going to be one of those quarterbacks on the board. Which one?
Yeah. I think Malik's going to go out first. It's crazy that we're entering the second round, him not going. Especially, I mean, guys, we talked for a while about Malik Willis maybe being the second overall pick in this draft. He goes through the full first round. It doesn't happen.
This year, though, Megan and Cam, if you notice, and I said this at the time, I've never seen some respectable people. Look, I'm on CBS here right now. We go to ESPN or whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody had the same with mock drafts.
It was all
I
saw some people that said, don't be surprised if the Lions go Malik Willis at 2.
Totally. Yeah.
And I saw other people, Malik Willis won't even be a first round pick.
You could have auto drafted your mock
but
draft.
Like everybody has the same thing. What's your mock draft? Oh, and you sort of copy paste. This year, Megan, It was whacked.
All over the
place. All over.
All
no, over. He's not the first guy. He's not. He is this and that. And here we are right now. So Tampa's on the clock here. You got Tampa, Minnesota, Tennessee coming up, New York Giants, Houston Texans. And to me, if I'm the Texans, I'll throw it to you, Megan. This is where, and I know, Cam, your Seahawks coming up here. You got two picks in a row.
We do.
Yep.
From the Seahawks, imagine getting out of this with Matt Corral and Breece Hall. To me, Kenneth Walker was born to be a Seahawk.
You know what?
I agree.
Kenneth
it's so
Walker.
Funny you say
I
that. When you I get, watch him play, I actually think of old Seahawk running backs.
Seahawk,
exactly.
Right?
What has Seattle always had in the past? They always had a great running back. Kurt Warner, Sean Alexander, Fenner, Chris Warren, all these guys that they had. What do they have now? No running backs, Marenzi. None.
They
haven't had a good running back in years.
That's
since Sean Alexander.
And, you know, Seahawks fans, the you know local Seattle Seahawks reporters there, they've been connecting Kenneth Walker early on. They've wanted him for a long time because it reminds them of what they used to have. But my question is, they want to act like they're so confident in Drew Lock. Is that their guy?
He's not. He's not their guy. Drew Lock, he'll get a chance.
I also have a vision. Matt Corral.
To the Seahawks?
Yeah.
Right, you're what? You're the Seahawk Whisperer. You're
the Seahawk Whisperer.
He sees Seahawk picks. Now.
Imagine. No,
actually, I'd be so happy.
Oh,
if they walk out of here with Walker
out,
and Corral,
Hall,
I actually,
like, wow,
let's go do a shot before we get our 7 o'clock hockey bets.
Right.
Yes, I'd be
like
thrilled.
You said, Megan, like,
I'd
I would
thrilled.
Rather give even Desmond Ridder. Who do you like personally, Megan, out of these quarterbacks left? Like, if you were picking, do you like Matt Corral or Desmond Ridder?
So, out of Matt Corral and Desmond Ridder, I do like Desmond Ridder. I think he's been kind of like the sleeper quarterback where I feel like teams
I'm
could
surprised
benefit a lot.
He didn't get drafted.
I thought
he was going to get in the back end.
He's a guy that's ready to play. That's the other thing. I think Desmond Ridder could be a day one starter, maybe struggle a bit, but at the same time, you look at this quarterback class, obviously it's not as impressive as it has been in years past. It's a weaker class. But Desmond Ridder, Malik Willis, those are the two, I think, best guys remaining. But Matt Corral is not too much. Like,
but, Megan, here's another thing, Gabe. I'm thinking about this. The Houston Texans, I'm looking at their needs. They need a quarterback, too.
Yeah, I mean, unless they're sticking with, I mean, are they confident in Davis Mills?
Matt Corral, Houston's a good fit as
I would agree.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
Because you have Davis Mills, and then you let Matt compete. Because the whole thing with Matt is, I like him. Is he going to get hurt? I don't know, Megan. What do you think? Cam, what do you think? Like,
Yes.
Yeah.
He's fragile.
Yeah,
he's going to get hurt, right?
He is. He's
but
not.
The thing is, but I don't know if fragile is the right word.
Injury
he
prone.
He touched the ball. This is Lane Kiffin's fault. Lane Kiffin wanted to be Tennessee so badly. They went to Tennessee. Megan, he touched the ball 68 times.
And so what do you expect?
Like, he ran the ball like 34 times and threw it. Like, he got hit 68 times, Ken.
It's nuts.
And that's what's going to happen.
And so, but you won't get hit that much anymore. I'm just saying about Matt Corral. He put up the exact same numbers. If you just look at numbers and no names, the exact same numbers as Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield did.
Yeah.
Both of which were the number one pick in the NFL draft. He did it in a better conference.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
He did it in a better conference.
There's a lot to like.
You saw, guys. Kid played in the bowl game, bro.
And he didn't need to.
He said, I don't care about the NFL draft.
He goes,
I'm going to be here for my teammates. And
it's an excellent
he
point.
Was already
team
hurt,
player.
And he got hurt again.
And he was out there. I mean, and that's where a lot of guys
so
kind
I'm,
of
if I'm
back.
An NFL GM, I'm not holding against the kid, no. Megan. I'm saying, you know what?
It's
I'm
going to
give this kid a
it
chance.
Is,
man.
It is.
I'm going to give this kid a chance.
I'll say this, though. If he does go to Houston, the Texans need to improve their offensive line.
Oh,
I mean,
huge.
I think we were a little bit shocked that that's not maybe what happened yesterday with Houston. But, you know, that's going to have to – that's a work in progress. The Texans are a work in progress, obviously. I think we
know what,
though,
Megan? The Seahawks are a work in progress.
They are.
Their line's horrible. That's why Russell Wilson eventually left. Like, the funny thing is he finally leaves. He should have left years ago when he was getting killed.
What do they do?
Exactly.
What do the Seahawks
Now we're going to start addressing it. It's like that's the – you talked about their team. Maybe they're never going to win a game Super Bowl again, Gabe. You're right.
What did you think, Megan, of what the Saints did with Chris Olave and Trevor Penning?
I like it. I mean, obviously, you look at two areas that the Saints need to work on. You know, wide receiver room last year, not having Michael Thomas play.
Yep.
It was hard. I think that was a struggling point for
New Orleans. Let me ask you, too, what's the deal with Michael Thomas now? I've always – if you're unhappy with Sean Payton, who is a big-time players coach,
right?
Like the type of guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Michael Thomas was disgruntled when Drew Brees was his quarterback. So well, what's his deal now? Is he going to be? Is he happy? Is Michael Thomas going to show up and smile and play football? Or does he have a problem with somebody?
No, and I don't think he, and honestly, I don't think he had a problem beforehand. I think, you know, the injuries, unfortunately for him,
it was just a disagreement as far as the surgery.
You know, I don't even know the ins and outs of that, but I do know that, like, Michael Thomas, at the end of the day, is a player that the guys like. They get along with, and he's obviously a very good player. I love Michael Thomas. I think that he's going to be out there. He's, you know, made it clear that he wants to be in New Orleans. He's constantly going to Pelicans games, having fun, you know, interacting with players. And, you know, Dennis Allen, now head coach of the New Orleans Saints, defensive coordinator for a long time. He's built relationships, and I know he's on the defense, but he's built relationships up with all of these players. Either way, though, Michael Thomas, I expect him to be back, but having Chris Olave as an additional wide receiver for the Saints, it's important.
Another Ohio State
Buckeye. Honestly, it makes them, I'd say, in a really good position receiver-wise, and then
no,
the offensive line.
No, their receivers are wicked.
Now
Olave's wicked.
I mean, there you go. And then Trevor Penning, they lost Teron Armstead, and they needed to figure out who was going to be playing at left tackle, and I think that Trevor Penning is a good answer for this.
For me, the Saints have always been missing the two wide receivers.
They have.
Since the Brandon Cooks days.
Yeah.
Because they had Cooks, and then Thomas came along.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, Thomas is so good, we're not going to keep Cooks, but... And nothing against, you know, the Tre'Quan Smiths and all these other guys.
The Rams proved it. You need
it. Legitimate. And in the modern NFL, you're right, Cam. In the modern, and I told you this yesterday, right? You need four guys, five guys. It just needs to be overkill of talent. Overkill of talent, like what the Rams did, and now we're like,
and it worked out.
Yeah, what the Buffalo Bills are doing now.
I agree.
Just get as much talent as you can and as much speed as you can.
Yep.
So NFL draft, what, we're about 8 minutes and then the second round. It's going to be fun, the second round.
It is.
Because a lot of good players. We're going to find out where they go here. What was the, for you, Megan, what was the, oh, my God, I can't believe they did that. What did you like the most, and what were you like, why would they do that?
The Titans. I mean, and hear me out. With the A.J. Brown stuff, it's hard. They're paying Derrick Henry a ton of money. They're paying Ryan Tannehill a ton of money. And so their thoughts are, all right, you know, we're not going to pay A.J. Brown $25 million a year. We'll go and get Treylon Burks, pay him $3 or $4 million, but in hopes that he'll be A.J. Brown. But at the same time, you have A.J. Brown. And the Eagles absolutely won that trade.
The Eagles, yes.
So
Jalen Hurts is loving life right now.
How about that, though, with the Jalen Hurts video that he posted?
Yes, with that.
And it was. It actually is. Wow.
Crazy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Game Time Decisions live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. Adam Kaplan is going to join us in a couple of minutes. We'll talk NFL draft props. But, Cam, what are we betting on here right now? I already got the Buffalo Sabre bet in. And I heard from Sussman, too. Hey, Kofsky, here. Did you actually get up there and you were confused whether I said Buffalo or Boston?
No, I said
Buffalo a million times, Cam.
Yeah, no.
But then he got confused.
But then he goes, Boston. He thought you were changing Boston,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I heard the bees. I was like, oh, I don't want to mess this up. Then I was talking to Vinny. He goes, oh, he wanted Boston, right? I go, no, he wanted
Buffalo.
He's like, oh, okay. I heard them say Boston. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, at least you got it right, Kofsky. Like that, you did a good job, Kofsky. Gabe, I got so many hockey picks
right
now.
What do you got for us, Kevin?
Oh, it's the last. Guys, this is it.
What is this stupid season?
I think this is the last night, isn't it? I'm almost positive. Anyway, we got the Montreal Canadiens as huge dogs versus Florida. What's Florida got to do in this game? +150. It doesn't matter. +150 plus 1.5. It doesn't matter if they suck. It's the final game. Buffalo Sabres -140. New Jersey Devils $1.60. Let's go. That's what we're doing right now with the early action in hockey. You're betting on home teams. Final game of the year. End strong. Baseball, give me the Blue Jays.
Baseball,
how you
Jays.
Doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I hear some laughing back there. I was like, the Blue Jays.
They were laughing at your Blue Jays.
I know. They're like, this guy's giving horrible picks.
They're laughing.
All right, the Blue Jays. Oh, okay. Yeah. Who do you got, Morenci? What do you got tonight?
I got the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah, well, good. It's Saber time. Come on, Buffalo.
Hey, Kofsky, go tell them to put the Saber game on the main screen
of the NFL draft. See how that
sound.
Goes.
Yeah. With sound.
Saber game with sound.
Tell them, hey.
And it's an order.
Hey, Kev, look at Mel. Mel's looking, he looks better today.
Yeah, no, Mel
had a talk.
Mel was angry yesterday. It was like they were barking at Mel, and Mel looked like he had a, he looked very, very bitter and angry yesterday. No lying. Mel was pissed.
Mel Kiper's in a better mood.
I love
mood.
Mel. No, he looks happier today. I'm happy. They probably shook him down. He's like, listen, guys, I've done a lot of drafts. I don't need this. So we ready? So Buffalo Sabres it is?
More there picks, we go. More picks on the other side.